You're listening to Forward Ever, Leading in Challenging Times, presented by Worth Wealth Management, a weekly discussion with leaders around the Midwest about how they adapt and persevere in uncertain times. Now, here's your host, Gary Shorman.
Hi, it's Gary Shorman, and welcome to Forward Ever. We have a special guest today, and I'm going to do a little preview to this to help understand the scope of this Forward Ever program. Our guest today is Reba Stokes, and she'll be joined by her son, Kent Smith. And Reba is celebrating her 110th birthday. It's a pretty amazing feat at 110. She'll be celebrating on, actually, her birthday's on the 23rd of July. She'll be celebrating the 24th of July. She has 93 different family members coming back. They're going to be at the Bicentennial Center in Salina, celebrating her 110th birthday. That's now the Tony's Pizza Event Center in Salina. But they'll be celebrating. It'll be a wonderful celebration for somebody that survived two pandemics. And there'll also be a special proclamation by the mayor proclaiming that that day for her for celebrating 110 years. It's a great conversation. You listen closely, and you'll see some amazing things she talks about in history, but the changes and how she continues to look forward to changes in not only in technology, but changes as we move forward in our world. So with that said, let's get the program started. So my first question for Reba and is, you know, you were born in 1911. And I was just curious, what is your earliest memory, Reva, of going back 110 years?
What's your earliest memory from 110 years ago?
Oh, selling the horses, I guess, to the First World War.
And what kind of horses did you have?
Yes.
What kind of horses did you have?
Very good, well-fed, only chose the best of them. And so they, therefore, we won the war and things began to move over here. And both developing and cars and everything.
Well, Reva, you have lived through two pandemics. And in fact, you lost a sister in the first pandemic in 1918. What do you remember about the early pandemic in 1918?
What do you remember about the 1918 pandemic?
Oh, very, not too good because I wasn't old enough. But I would hear about it, and it was the advancing of our world. It began to get involved in other things then. Education was a great thing, and so we advanced both in electronics, nice homes, and moving nice cars that let us go from one place to the other.
So, Reva, were cars the most important invention that you remember over your 110 years?
What's the most important invention you remember? Was it cars?
Yes, it had to be. Because then we could promote so many things, making trucks that carried our equipment for advancement. Yes. It was, that was, let us have more advancement in things that they help to promote our country, and then it helped it's for us to have employment everywhere there.
Reva, one of the things
years
that
went by. Yeah.
One of the things that I wanted to know, when you're 110 years old, how do you spend your days today? I mean, today, yesterday, how do you spend your days when you're 110 years old?
What are you doing now that you're 110?
Oh, watching the accomplishment. And it was good to see us use this to an advantage. And just so many things took over.
So what do you spend your time doing now?
Enjoying pictures, is that right? And talking to the little folks about how it was, and it was just how we step forward and other countries come over and mingled with us and brought their world with them. So it's been good and to watch the young folks take advantage of this.
Well, one question I had for you, Reva, is there anything that you've wanted to do that you haven't had a chance to do in your 110 years?
Is there anything you've wanted to do but haven't had a chance to do in your 110 years?
Travel. It seems after I retired from Bell Telephone, that I enjoyed seeing the rest of the world and our and what we'd accomplished. And see how it grew, and both in size as well as electronics was great. But other than that, why the young folks have taken advantage of this and kept it growing, and we'll also have the other countries come over and visit us. Some didn't agree, but that okay.
Well, one of the things you mentioned, and you look at all of the changes that you have seen in your lifetime, whether it be airplanes being able to fly around and travel, cars being able to do that, rockets landing on the moon. So many things have changed, and yet you have gone 110 years of change. You mentioned talking to children about this. What advice do you have for young people today?
Keep studying about this and make it advance as far as the world has had accomplished it already. And make our colleges keep finding other ways to do it in a good way and not destroying. All right.
Well, I'm going to take a quick break. We're going to come back in just a minute. I'm going to take a quick break, and I want to ask you what you want to do for your 110th birthday to celebrate. So we'll take a break. Our guest is Reva Stokes, and Reva will be celebrating her 110th birthday coming up here shortly. She's with her grandson, Kent Smith. We'll be back with both of them after this.
It's now on our watch. America's been tested before, many times. We salute those that are on the front line, in our own backyard, and well beyond. And those that lead us to a better tomorrow. Our roots run deep, and so do our relationships. Let's move forward together. Live with confidence. Worth Wealth Management. There is a tomorrow that shines upon a better day. We'll move forward together.
Welcome back to Forward Ever. Our guest is Reva Stokes, who'll be celebrating her 110th birthday here shortly. And Reva, we went into the break, and I was going to ask you, you've had a lot of birthdays. What do you want to do to celebrate your 110th birthday?
What do you want to do to celebrate your 110th birthday?
Enjoy my family and what they are accomplishing and keeping the government going and try to include others. And have a good world to present.
Very good. And last question, Reva, is what is your secret to long health and longevity?
What's your secret to being 110?
A clean life. Stay away from those things that harm the body, and be occupied with the family and what's going on around us and help us to advance it now that they've got started.
She always told me that she gets up in the morning and stretches, and she loves fruits and vegetables.
Boy, that's a good lesson, Kent. And I appreciate, let me ask this to Reva, though. Reva, do you have a good grandson in Kent? Is he a good grandson?
He wants to know if I'm a good grandson.
Oh, definitely. I could get places, and he listens better than I. And bring you back to me. So, but I enjoy the children and their activity and watch the world advance is what my hopes are.
Very good, Reva. Happy 110th birthday. Appreciate you joining me here today to talk to others about what it's like to celebrate 110 years. Kent, thank you as well for being a part of this and making this happen. I know the folks over at Eagle Crest are really proud of the accomplishments of Reva and what you do to help there. So thank you for joining us. I would sing happy birthday, but I'm not a really good singer. Kent, can you sing happy birthday, or shall we wait till the exact day?
I'll go ahead and do it. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Reva. Happy birthday to you.
All right. Nice job, Kent. Thank you for doing that. And Reva, you have a wonderful birthday.
All right.
Hey, our guest today on Forward Ever has been Reva Stokes. And Reva is celebrating her 110th birthday. So good to have her on our Forward Ever show. Thanks for listening. I'm Gary Shorman.
Thanks for listening to Forward Ever, sponsored by Worth Wealth Management. If you have a great suggestion for a future guest for the program, you can email Gary at gary.shorman@eagleradio.net. That's gary.shorman@eagleradio.net. Forward Ever is a production of Eagle Communications.
Challenging times are when experience matters. we allow our clients to live with confidence. Long-term trusted relationships. Worth Wealth Management. Enhancing lives and strengthening families.